The Man, 1969. It was late April or early May of 1969, and I hadn't yet decided if I was going to go to Wildwood with the rest of the boys. I loved music. In fact, it was my life. I lived and breathed music 24 hours a day, every day. So it was no wonder that I wanted to get into radio. I've always had, since I can remember, a band playing inside my head. I took guitar lessons as a kid, but nothing ever sunk in. I couldn't play a note, and yet the band grew bigger and louder in my head. Lyrics were always my forte. Give me a melody, and I can give you a song. Because of those facts, what happened next has always remained a mystery to me. It was a Friday night, and the weather was unseasonably warm. I had been bugging the program director of Montreal's only rock station at the time for a meeting. I felt like I was getting the runaround when finally he, Bill Lowell, told me to meet him at Golf Gardens, our city's first and at the time only driving range conveniently located across the street from Laurentian Lanes, the preferred location for fanatic bowlers. The radio station Bill worked for was called Seafox and was owned by the son of a Canadian broadcast legend who would later become one himself. Anyways, they were sponsoring a show in the bar area of the driving range, which sat at most maybe 60 to 70 people. I spotted Bill right away. He was sitting at a table near the stage with a long-haired hippie-looking guy who was a few years older than me. He was smoking a cigarette and sipping on a bottled beer. What followed next went something like this. Hey, Bill, how's it going? Good to finally meet you.
You're Bob, right?
In the flesh. I really need to talk to you.
Sure, Bob. I'd like to introduce you to Van.
I didn't wait for Bill to continue. I flashed a big smile and stuck out my hand. Hi, Van. Nice to meet you. I said, shaking his hand and immediately returning my focus to Bill. You know, Bill, I'd be perfect for weekend overnights. Come on, give me a chance to ease my way in. You know what? Bill said. Stop by Monday afternoon after my shift and we'll talk. Okay, I said, giving him a thumb up and feeling hopeful that I just might get a break. I didn't stay for the show. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life. A year earlier, I had gone to a concert at the Recreotech in Cartierville, the city just north of Ville Saint-Laurent. The show featured all these British invasion bands. There was Beau Brummel, Them, The Zombies, Adam Faith, and a few more that have slipped my mind. I had thoroughly enjoyed the show, but I especially liked the group Them. There was something about Them that was very original and exciting. Except for the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, few of us knew the names of the members of our favorite bands. I should have. I had been so intent on getting a job that I didn't realize that I had just blown off an introduction to the man who in 6 short months would become the contemporary singer-songwriter who till this day has most influenced my life. In my eagerness for employment, I missed the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down at a table in a bar and share a beer with Van Morrison. That evening he performed most of Astral Weeks, that is, considered by most music critics with half a brain, is one of the greatest musical albums of all times. Its music defined a generation. Hey, I blew it. But I didn't blow it last year when I had my first encounter with greatness.